Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Hey guys, today we have no recipe, but we have the entire co-host coalition from season 4 answering one question for you guys.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
Hey guys, this season's question was, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? And I'm here to tell you that I was not ready for most of these answers from this season's co-host, but it turned out to be one of my favorite episodes to edit in my life. So sit back and get ready seriously to hear some of these powers.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
All right, TJ, this has become one of the listeners' favorite part. And I know that it's their favorite part because I see the numbers and the stats. So everybody wants to know, what are we doing this season for our bonus question?
Yeah.
Or the question I'm going to ask everybody. And this season, we're kicking off with you. And I'm asking everybody, what superpower would you want if you could have any power to do anything?
Easy. Know the future.
Know the future?
Yes, because I am anal retentive, right? Listen to this podcast. Listen to the podcast where you talked about getting out of your own way, right? And I'm going to go against everything I just said. I need to. It's my personality trait. Need to know what happens next.
See, I get that. I do. I feel that. But the way my anxiety is set up, if I knew the future, I would be in trouble.
I need to know what's next.
I can't do it.
I toyed around with it. Like, could I fly? Yeah, I could fly. But, I mean, we've got plans for that. Could I, like, teleport? Yeah, that's good. Could I be, like, super rich or, like, just grow money? Yeah, I could do that, too. But if I knew what was happening next, I could do all those things.
I guess that's true. I would like for you to be my friend and know the future so I can come to you to know little things, but I just wouldn't want to know everything.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could, but like somebody, I saw a really fun show about this, or like this question got asked, and there was like the wittiest response, but it was like so poignant. And I can't remember what it was. I was trying to think about all of it. But yeah, I think mine is because of my OCD about my anxiety about what's going to happen next in my life.
Yeah.
And from that podcast that we just discussed, or that you put out this season, you'll see, like, I need to, and that's just how my brain works. I need to. I feel more comfortable knowing what's going to happen next. I fill in the blanks. I need to know all those things, right? And we just talked about it, and I said it's easy when things are right, they're easy. So I think it's easy if you know what's going to happen next.
Well, I mean, that's true, I guess. All right. TJ the Seer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. All right, TJ. Thank you. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
All right. So I've been asking everybody the question. You guys know what it is. It's the question I ask every single co-host each season. And this season it is, if you could have a superpower, what superpower would you have? Asher.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this has been stressing me out because I want to say I'd do something like super like awesome to help the world. But I think it would just be like be a telepath, like read minds and control them. I think I'd be a super villain. I definitely would. I would and levitate shit with my mind, you know, like Jean Grey, like, or Professor X. I guess you could still be a good superhero and have that power.
You said Jean Grey or Professor X?
Yeah, telepathy. Yeah, mind reading.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that you've been stressing about this, but pretty much 90% of you guys are supervillains. So you're in the majority on this, okay?
Awesome. Perfect. I always knew I was slithering.
Like, it is something about this question that I thought, I'm going to ask everybody what kind of superpower they have, and they're going to be like, the Justice League.
Right.
And all
right,
you
right.
guys is like, so I'm trying to rob this bank.
Yes.
Howard, nobody sees me. I'm trying to control the minds of the government. Like,
mm-hmm. Exactly. There, I will never be turned down by another hottie ever again. Mine's all sex.
I see that you, I mean, honestly, I feel like sex is better if you are connected. So maybe you would just have like the best sex because you would be able to like be in their mind about it. Like, it would be literal mind blowing sex. That could be your superhero name would be like the Big O, or like, oh, I don't know, the G spot.
Oh, man, that's great. I use my powers for sex and sex only. Yeah. I'm an anti-hero. Thank you, T-Swift.
Anti-hero. And there we are. Anti-hero. There we go.
Oh,
all right. Well, this has turned out different than I thought, but anyway, it's been good. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Drake.
All right, sir. So as we do every single season, we have this question I like to ask everybody. And this season, I'm asking people, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
All right. So my initial instinct is the same as it's always been since I think I was 5. It's the power of flight. Just lift off the ground, soar through the air. However, as I've matured, as I've grown, I've come to see this more as a one-trick wonder. And I wanted something that was a little bit more expansive, something that had a little bit more, can't think of the word right now, but a little bit more practicality, use to it, a little bit more functionality. There it is, a little bit more functionality.
Okay.
And so I decided that I wanted to be able to communicate with animals. Now, this is not just like, I want to know what my dog's thinking. No, for me, in my mind, you know,
okay,
this is me creating relationships in my neighborhood, right? Mm. So I've got Fido. Fido's not only going to get me the newspaper, he's going to go fetch me a fresh loaf of bread, right? I've got a couple crows that are going around circling, picking me up coins, dollar bills off the street, bringing those back to me. I've got to have like a little chef rat like Remy making my breakfast in the morning. I'm pretty much just gonna have like a commune of animals that do things for me. I don't know who's gonna be washing my clothes, but it's not gonna be me. You know, maybe it's the cats, maybe it's the parrots. I don't know, but it's not gonna be me. But yeah, I would definitely go talking with animals. I think you could do a lot with that.
Okay. I mean, so you said practical, and I was definitely not thinking talk with animals is going to go there. But also, you're talking to animals, but you're talking like you are getting them to do your bidding. So does part of your power include having control over them or just talking
to
them? No,
I'm just a nice guy. I'm a nice guy, and so I foster a working relationship. Obviously, I'm going to be doing something for them. Obviously, the dog is going to get belly rubs. The dog's going to get fed, right? I'll leave out some treats for the crows or whatever. You know, it's a relationship, right?
Okay.
I'm going to be fostering relationships, genuine connections with the animals. That's not going to be like a yes and master kind of thing. No, this is there's a back and forth.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think it'd be a cool power for you.
And you can even think about it. Even like the crows are smart enough already. I can give a crow like $40, send them to Target with the dog, right? Crow drops off the $40 and my list, the grocery's loaded up, the dog carries it back, boom, that just saved me 30 minutes. I don't have to go to Target. I'm not going to buy a bunch of useless shit that I don't need. You know, win-win. Dog went out for a walk. I don't see the downside.
I see downsides, but I feel like it's because I watch a lot of cartoons, but I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt that you're gonna not turn into a supervillain. And I just imagine you sending your animals out that only you can speak to, and when this crow comes into Target and he gets shot because this crow came in Target trying to take out these groceries. I just don't know. I don't know the backlash that you're gonna feel.
Yeah.
Look, first off, if that were to happen, I would have a lovely funeral service for the crow. That's the first thing that's going to happen. We're going to take a week of mourning. After that, I'm going to talk to Remy, my rat chef. He's going to get all his little friends. They're going to go and shit all over that target. And then we're gonna be good.
So yeah, it is a villain origin story. Okay. I just wanted to be sure here. All right.
Like a semi, like not like a villain, maybe like an anti-hero. Maybe not like a villain. I'm not going out like robbing banks or anything like that. This is more just like if someone steps up, I gotta protect me and mine. So that's all that is.
All right. All right, sir. All right, we're gonna Thank you so much. So Taylor, I do want to ask you the question for this season. I ask a different question every single season, and this time I want to know, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, definitely getting nerdy on here. I would have to say, if I could pick any superpower, it would have to be teleportation. Like, I wish you could teleport anywhere, anytime. And it would save a lot on travel. I could be anywhere and I could see everyone. It would probably get exhausting, but it would be great, especially if you forget eggs at the store. Oh, I'll be right back. And I'm gone.
It's actually, that's in my top five. So I think that's a good power. I will like to elaborate just a little bit, just because of some of the answers I've been getting lately. Would you say that you would use this teleportation power for good or evil? Because I'm finding that a lot of people start out with this superpower and it's their origin story for their villain story.
I mean, I don't feel like anyone's brought me down and, the world hasn't beat me down yet to the grumpy level of some supervillains. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I would use it for good, just to like help people. And, I don't know, but there is that part of me would be like, I could be like the epic bank heister or something like that. You know, they call me the Vanisher, without a trace, Taylor, who knows? So I like to say that I would use it for good, but who knows? Maybe I'm an anti-hero. I do bad, but for good reasons. Maybe I am like a Robin Hood. And I steal from the rich, give to the poor. Who knows?
I feel like anti-hero has become a theme this season.
Yeah, thanks, Taylor Swift, like for that.
Well, I like it. I definitely, it's on my top five list, and I like the power. So thanks, sir.
No problem.
All right, guys. So y'all know that this has actually become one of my favorite parts of every season, where I get to ask every co-host on the show a question. They all answer, get them all together, and you guys get to see a whole different side of them too, because I feel like this is like one of those icebreaker kind of situation where they feel more comfortable if they were nervous, and if they weren't nervous, they even get more comfortable. So without further ado,
it's me, literally.
Me, this guy right here, OG, is up here super comfortable anyway. But OG, if you could have any superpower in the world, well, actually, just any superpower in general, what would it be?
Bro, I told you when I thought of this. Okay, let's get ready to go down this rabbit hole here, because my first thing I'm gonna say is, whoever answers this question, I hope you really answer with a superpower, not a super ability.
Okay,
running fast ain't a superpower. Flying ain't a superpower. Like,
that's a straight diss to the Flash. Heard that?
Yeah, straight up. Quit messing up the timeline, baby. Fuck is wrong with you, baby? Okay, this is how I'm approaching it, bro. I want to have psychic superpowers with the ultimate mind abilities. You know what I'm saying? And this is why. And or maybe I should say, like, yeah, I guess I would. It would come back to the psyche, because I really, it's like mind control for real, like. And just having a super powerful, like, mentality. Because, like, the reason I feel like that's a power over, like, running and flying is because I have the power of persuasion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to take control of anything. Like, do you know how easy? And really, this is my other part. I'm actually a villain, by the way. I'm not a superhero. I'm not here to save you.
That's the common theme. It took less than a minute here, guys. Y'all heard it. He's a villain.
I'm not here to save y'all. I'm here to do damage. You know. So,
oh my god.
My thing is, I'm walking in the bank, And you might as well change my name to Robin because I'm robbing the bank. And guess what? I'm going to do it in the most nonviolent, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I'm just going to walk in and I just need a couple billion just transferred to my account, please. You know, now, you know, we do that. Then, you know, okay, this is where we better get real, dog. Then we use the mind to influence the government, you know, influence the political people to do what I need them to do to make, you know what I'm saying, the music industry pay all the writers. Wait, I might be a hero. I might be like an anti-hero.
You're an anti-hero, and that is literally everybody is so far.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go on and increase the royalty exchange for songwriters and producers, and you know, while also getting me a nice chunk of billions and millions, and I'm gonna get out the way. So
heard that. So
and nobody have you stopped me.
But have you ever seen Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
So you thinking like that level of and her name escapes me right now, but she says a word, or she says it, and then you do it.
Yeah, like that, the one with that, the rumors or whatever.
Yeah, rumors, yeah. Rumor, yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that level? Like that level. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So okay, you're anti-hero out here stealing from banks and changing the government.
For myself, though, that's what I said. I'm gonna change the government to try and help, you know, people.
Okay.
More, but the whole, you know, increase the pay for songwriters and producers and things of that nature. That's where my anti-hero show.
What I'm getting out of this, and this is not what I was trying to do when I started this question, y'all. I know y'all might come for me, but what I'm getting is that the reason why God gave us superpowers because none of us would be superheroes.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate because we don't know how to act. Clearly,
we don't know how to act. We don't know how to act. All right, but I appreciate it. This is a new power. Nobody said this yet. Yeah. And yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like
sure.
It.
So,
all right. Yeah. Well, appreciate that's you, OG.
You already know it, man. And y'all look out for if we ever get powers like we were supposed to that one time. Because if I get mine, it's.
So basically, if you start getting paid your actual royalties, then you know OG got his power, and yes. That's what it is.
Nah, thanks.
All right, see y'all next time.
Till the next one.
All right, so. All right, guys, you know what time it is. It's time to ask the question that I ask all my co-hosts this season. And this season it is, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Tanisha.
I would choose to be a mind reader. Should I explain?
Yes, you should explain. It's also interesting, but you should explain.
Okay. My answer is mind reader. And I chose mind reader because I think when you are able to read people's minds, you have all the power in the world. If I know what you're thinking, if I know what your next move is, one for safety, because y'all be trying me, but also for the purpose of, like, for instance, we're business owners. If I know you're trying to buy a house, I can go up to you and introduce myself. That's a little bit weird, actually. But if I have that power and I have that knowledge, I can control so many things just by the power. The mind is a powerful place.
I agree. I mean, you didn't go super villain right off the rip, but you kind of in the anti-hero category with your other parts of your power. But yeah, okay. I can see that. I'm trying to think of any mind readers I know right now. Like, I'm going to X-Men in my mind. So, like, Professor X. So, would you want your powers to grow like that, or would you just be content with only reading minds?
No, I don't know if I want my powers to grow all that crazy like that. That's a lot of power. And I'm scared.
That's a lot of power.
So, okay. I think I'm going to stay right where I am, right where I need to be, stay in my lane.
Just mind reading. Okay, cool. All right. Well, we appreciate your answer, and thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, for this season, guys, I've asked everybody this question, and it's time for, you know, you to answer the question, Chef Patrick.
Okay.
Which is, what superpower would you have if you could have any superpower in the world?
Oh, man. Okay. So I thought about this a lot, not now as a professional chef, but a lot when I was a kid. And I don't think that that idea has changed very much. I always wanted the power to teleport.
Okay.
Teleport. And I, you know, if I'm being honest, I would probably do a lot of dishonest things with that superpower.
You just beat the record of going from hero to anti-hero. This season.
Well, no, I would do no harm, but I would definitely make a couple trips to the bank. You know, a couple trips to a few vaults. You know, and you know, I'll meet you in Hawaii, sir.
Oh yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah.
But you know, I always like that superpower because you know. One, we can't all be on cruise ships all the time and travel the world. So, you know, traveling has always been like a huge thing for me. So it's always like, oh, man, if I can be anywhere I want to be in the blink of an eye, that would be awesome. You know, just being able to escape to any part of the world, anywhere I want, even the most remote location that no one's ever seen. Or, you know what? I don't really feel like being on this line today. I feel like being in Fiji. And just, bam, just be gone, you know? Or, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to make rent this month. Let me make a quick trip to the Wells Fargo. Let me just knock this. Oh, man, I'm going to have the banks all looking at me now after this episode. But
only if random amounts of money go missing. So.
Yeah, just checking my online bank activity now.
Now, let me ask you this because, you know, I am a super geek. So superpowers is like also been thinking about since I was a kid. Are you like... Nightcrawler teleportation where you had to have been there before, or you want to be like, I think it was called Jumper. It was like it was kind of a bad movie when I look back at it as an adult.
No, I love Jumper.
Bro, as an adult, Jumper was low-key okay, kind of bad.
Man, it ain't winning no Oscars, okay, Hayden Christensen. Okay, I get it.
Hayden Christensen was like pushed into being a role, like. It was corny,
but I like the premise.
I like the idea of it. I would love for it to be a remake. I actually think they should remake it. But he could look at pictures and then he could just go from there.
Right.
So you want that style of
course, man.
Okay. Look,
if we're really geeking out, right? Nightcrawler, if you dig into the fact, he smelled like eggs, like rotten eggs every time he would teleport.
Because he would go through the demon realm.
Something, but it would leave a smell. You can't be the blue guy with the tail smelling like rotten eggs, man. You know, so definitely.
That's a lot to draw attention.
I'll take Hayden Christensen, man.
Okay.
But,
all right. I just wanted to clarify, you know, for people out there.
You know, that's a good distinction. I like that you made that clarification. I don't want to be Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler always gets punked, man. So
that's true. You know. All right, well, we appreciate you for sharing your superpower with us today. And if you've been listening, this is another edition of Superhero to Antihero, quick, fast, with these superpowers. So I like this trend. I like it a lot.
I'm assuming this is happening a lot.
This is happening a lot. You guys have chosen different superpowers, but it goes from, hey, I'm going to be a superhero to I'm going to do this quick, fast, in a hurry.
Are they chefs? Are they all chefs?
No. There's two chefs this season. You're one of two chefs this season. And yeah, I.
But not everybody. Everybody going anti.
So far, when I link it up, I don't know how I'm gonna link it up yet because I kind of just see. But so far, everybody has become an anti-hero.
Oh man, we are all doomed. I like it. We're all a bunch of degenerates. It's great.
I like it.
That's awesome. Right. I like it too. That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you once again.
I appreciate
again.
You too, man. Thank you, sir.
This season, guys, I've been asking a question to everybody, and now it is Alicia's turn. So, Alicia, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
to know when someone is like,
I want to
know when someone is lying from the jump. I think that would allow me to make more strategic moves. I know probably people are thinking, okay, relationships wise, I know why you could benefit from knowing for someone is lying, but think about the type of negotiations and deals you can win when you know the other side is lying. And I'm want to play Monopoly out here. So I think if I could tell if you lying from the jump, okay.
Nobody said this yet. And I got a question for you. Have you seen the show? It comes on, I know it comes on Peacock. I think it's called Poker Face.
No, it's a brand new show.
It's a brand new show, but she literally has the power that you're saying now. Like, she, it's about this girl. She used to play on Orange is the New Black. I can't think of her name right now, but she has the ability to know when somebody's lying. And she just says, like, she can't control it. She'd be like, bullshit. She just says bullshit out loud.
Oh, wow.
And it's an interesting show because it got her in trouble. But before it got her in trouble, like you said, it really worked in her favor. So, yeah, check it out if you get a chance. But
I like this idea.
And you're the first person this season to not turn into an anti-hero with your superpowers.
What?
Everybody been giving me their power, and then 10 seconds later, it's all about, like, and then when I rob this bank or when I do... They want to know it's me.
Change your crew. Throwing no shade, but change your crew. They ain't
look, right. It's giving me some insight on some people. That's all I'm saying. I feel like, this is the most tame power so far. I like it. So, yes. All right. I like this one. I don't know, though. I will say, once you check the show out, she gets annoyed by it sometimes because that's the other side of having a power, like having the ability to turn it off. Because, like, I remember, I think one episode, she was somewhere random, and it was just like somewhere everybody lies, and she was like, I can't take it. I got to get out of here. So
I can see that too.
Yeah. But I like that one. All right. Well, appreciate you. We will see you next season. Hopefully. We'll be back.
Hopefully. Thank you.
All right, Ayla. You know, I always ask a question. And this time I wanted to know, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Any superpower, I would want to be invisible. Because sometimes when you walk out, you ever walk out of a place and come back in and it was all busting up laughing and loud and the kikiing and you walk in and it get quiet?
Yep.
What y'all was saying? So for me to be invisible to actually see what they were saying about me and then just pop up, bam! Like, I heard you. I heard what you said. I will also do some things that, you know, can't be said on here with my invisibility, but, you know, I would help the homeless.
I feel like everybody's turned into an anti-hero. Like, y'all start out with good intentions when y'all say y'all power, and then all of a sudden, I might do some stuff. And
you know what I'm saying? I would have to help out. I have to be the Robin Hood. I would have to... You know,
that's a common thing with the power. Yeah, right,
I would. I mean, it's too much going on in this world not to be spreading some happiness and joy to somebody else, despite what I'll be doing. You know, now, hey, I'll be able to get away with it. You know, I'll be invisible. You gotta catch me, but I'll have to make it like nobody would know that I'm invisible, or because once they find out. It's a done deal. I'm out of here.
It's over.
I'll be up there with Malcolm X and Rosa Parks and the rest of them. They'd be like, yeah, you tried to change the world too? Ha, got you too, nigga.
But you could be Tupac and fake your own death.
Hey.
Because you're invisible.
Hey, you're right about that.
What if Tupac just was invisible?
Right. He really out there.
He's still out there in Cuba somewhere, they said.
So, all right. Invisibility. Mm-hmm. It's on my top 10. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, guys, you already know that I do this every single season. So I ask every single co-host the same question so I can get their different takes on it. And this season, we're going to ask, if you could have superpowers, what superpower would you have? Chef Lean.
My superpower would be the ability to teleport. So like, you know, when you're on a trip and you just want to get home, right home. Yeah, I think that would be amazing to just be able to close your eyes and be wherever you want to be.
Okay. So a question, because I've been flushing these powers out. I'm a super geek when it comes to superheroes. So are we talking like just yourself? You have a whole family. So like, can you teleport items or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the more power, the better. Yeah. If I could just hold people, we could all go together. That would be great. If I could just teleport if I could teleport this cheesecake that we just made to my living room, that would be great. The more the merrier. Why would I turn down extra power? This comes from a need, because like, you know, just traveling home, especially now, yeah, definitely the ability to transport more than one person. Traveling with a child is a lot, and it would just be so nice to be like, click my heels and be home. above and beyond the traffic, airline delays, all of that. I'm above this.
I'm above all of this. I like that. And then last question for you, because like I said, with powers, there are like two teleportation people I go to when I think about this. And one's Nightcrawler in X-Men, where he had to see the place. And then it's like this movie where I've gone on about this, guys, you already know, called Jumper, where like he could just look at a picture. So out of those two, like, which one would you say would be the best? Like, I mean...
So the Nightcrawler guy, clearly I'm not into these movies and things. The Nightcrawler guy had to actually see the place before he could go there?
Yeah. So like his thing was like he had to either have been there before, or he had to like be able to see it if he hasn't been there. So it has to be like in sight.
Yeah, no. That sounds ghetto. I want to just be able to look at a picture and be like, I'm in Tahiti.
Okay. I like, and you know, the thing is, that power, that side of it is better, I feel. The movie just kind of sucked. But yeah, all right. So I will congratulate you, because as of now, you are the first person and only person that did not turn into a supervillain. So congratulations. this has Yay, went I'm sideways.
Using my powers for good.
This has really gone sideways for a lot of people out there. And it's like, I wouldn't even say supervillain. We have a couple supervillains on this season. But most people fall into this anti-hero, where like they're disrupting the government or like doing some things with their powers that are just it started out very cute, and it was just like, oh shit. Like
Yeah, no, I just need to get where I need to go faster with no headache. I don't need to be changing the world with my superpower.
All right. So at least we got one hero on the team. It's nice.
Yes.
you're basically the captain right now, because I got to find some people to actually put on the team with you.
I'm sure you'll have at least one more person. You can make a little cartoon about all the people you interviewed and our powers.
That would be cool, actually. If I could draw, I would definitely do that. All right. Well, thank you very much. And thank you for, not turning to evil. So appreciate it.
No problem.
And just like that, season 4 comes to an end. Thank you guys for rocking with me. And hopefully see you back for season 5. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.